my audio boo friends. Well, it is January what? I don't even know what day it is. That is so sad. Every time I start one of these, I don't know what day it is. It is the 3rd. Yes, that's what it is. Today is January 3rd. And I got to tell you about my afternoon. I am telling you that one of the worst things that you can do to yourself is lose your driver's license. Because what happens when you lose your driver's license, you are not a real person anymore. You are a non-entity. You don't have proof of who you are. So, I mean, you just can't do anything. I actually did this once before. I was up in Oakland, California, and I managed to get on the plane, but that was way many years ago. I managed to get on the plane with my Costco card, you know, to like the big food stores, you know, Costco card, because it had a picture on it. So I could get on the plane then. It was my ID. But when I got up to Oakland, since I didn't have my driver's license, I couldn't get my rental car because I was going to a conference up there. That was in the late 90s, I think. So then I couldn't get a rental car. I couldn't get anything else. I could barely, I got in the room, obviously. I could get in the room. I'd already made reservations. And my Costco card came in handy again. And in fact, not too long after that, I think I went on a cruise. And then my cruise, to get on the cruise ship, because I told them I lost my license, I also used my Costco card. I don't think that could happen now. See, that was in the 90s. That was all before 9/11 and all this craziness started, where now you really can't do anything without a license. So anyway, the way it happened is I was several places. I was to a bank, a notary, and all kinds of things I did last week. And today I went to go cash a check, and when I went to cash the check, the problem was, before I left, actually, I looked for my license, and I thought, oh no, the last time I went someplace, I probably put it in my blouse. I have a pocket on my blouse, or my coat, and I didn't put it back in my billfold. So I'm looking through my billfold, and I'm looking through everything, just every coat, everything. Then I go out to the car, cleaned every single thing, all the pennies behind the seats. The guy's coming over to clean it tomorrow anyway, so, I mean, wash it and clean the carpet and everything. So I kind of needed to do that, but I swear there must be 10 years worth of money hiding behind seats and stuff. Anyway, so I totally cleaned out the car. I went in my room, went through all my coats, all my clothes, everything to find it. I thought, well, maybe it fell out of my purse under my bed, so I could go on and on and on. And I never found it. Then it dawned on me, where was the last place I was? Maybe I left it there in the copy machine, because they had to make a copy of my license. So I called down there, and I'm thinking, they probably don't have it. It's more like me. I'd lose it, because that's just what I would do. So I called down there, and I said, hi, because the girl was just a young girl. She just like 12 or something, and working behind the counter there. She was not figuring it out. She could, you know, she was having a hard time. She had to ask about everything. So I thought, well, maybe she did, because she was kind of ditzy. And so I called down. She says, well, I don't see it. I said, well, could you go over to look in the copy machine, see if it's still in there? And she says, okay. And then she came back. She says, no, I don't see it, but I'll ask around, see if anybody else found it, and try to call you back by the end of the day. Well, of course, I couldn't wait till the end of the day. I got things to do. I got go get shopping and stuff like that. So finally I called her back, and I just knew she wasn't going to have it. But sure enough, she says, oh yeah, I found it. And I go, oh good, I'll be right down there. That is very nice of you, honey. Thank you very much. So now I'm on the way down to pick it up. Oh, man, isn't it something, though? Isn't it funny how you find out all of the stuff you haven't been able to find for years? I found all kinds of things today. So I'm trying to look on the bright side. Of course, it just like I spent the entire day, afternoon, doing that. I had all these things I was going to do, but I can do it tomorrow. But it got to me. But then this is my ranting of what happens if you lose your driver's license. I guess, is that the main source of ID, like in England and Scotland and all you guys over there? Is that your main source of ID, is your driver's license? Or do you have, like, another ID? I don't know. But if you don't have your ID in the U.S., you pretty much don't exist. All right, I'm going to go now. And I'm stuck in traffic. It's going to take me forever to get down there. But then that will be my last complaint of the day. Otherwise, it's been a beautiful sunny day today, about 60. I didn't have any time to spend in the garden. I did go out and water a little bit last night. No, yesterday afternoon. And I did look at, I go out. I threw some compost out today. Just stuff from the kitchen scraps. And guess what? I found my jack in my car. I have a 1999 Ford pickup 150. Well, in the jacks, the jack for this truck I thought was underneath the car, underneath the wheel, in a really bad, scary place. Come to find out, as I was cleaning the car, luckily I lost my driver's license, I found that the jack is under the passenger seat. So now, why is that important? Is because that the waist-high raised bed, Jesus, a motorcycle. The waist-high raised bed that I made, the thing about that is that I didn't put bricks under two of the legs on one side or the other side either. I didn't put bricks under there. So now it's, with all the rain and everything, it's going, that side is going down in the dirt. It's sinking. And I've got like about 2 inches now to go down or to lift it up. So I'm thinking I'll use the car jack and I'll put it under that side and I'll raise that side up just an inch or two inches above the ground and slip some bricks under it. Sounds dangerous, doesn't it? So this is good news that came out of today. So what am I so upset? I don't know. All right. Talk to you later. I think I just went past the place. No, I didn't. Okay. Bye.